All right, let's get started. It's your boy RT Josh, the one and only. I'm here with Ice Trey, Sam Savage, and we got a special guest in the building right now. We got the one and only Jay Lee Trey from the Shoe Go High, from the Chaotic Cultural Podcast, one of the Elite Seven. Thank you, my brother Jay Lee Trey, for pulling up. How are you doing today?
Hey, man, it's a blessing to be here. I'm honored to be here. Appreciate that. Hey, I'm feeling good, man. It's gonna be a good time. I've been waiting for this all week, so thank you for the invite. I do appreciate hanging out with y'all, man. Let's get it, bro.
No problem. Now the crew is down one member. Mo is on a date with his beautiful and lovely girlfriend. They're at an Andrew Schultz comedy show, so he wish he could be here, but we're gonna hold it down for Mo. But in typical Mo fashion, before we continue on, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe to the Afro Anime channel. And I'm also don't forget to like, follow, subscribe to the Shoe Go High and Chaotic Culture channels as well. I'll put their links in the descriptions as well. Twitter, Spotify, etc. And let's get in it right now, man. Trey, Sam, how y'all been, bro? How y'all been?
Go ahead, Sam.
why you smiling, Sam? You smiling, dog. So
I've been, yeah, I'm always vibing, bro. I'm chilling. I ain't gonna talk crazy.
I know, but,
you know,
there's so many inside jokes I could say, but I'm not. And Trey knows it, but I'm not. But you, Trey, how you been?
Live and you learn.
I'm good, bro. I honestly, before going back to studying and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I watched a lot of anime. So I'm back.
Hey, yeah, you did. You're back. Yeah, you're no longer casual. Sam's the casual now. Since
no, I'm forever the casual. Just Sam don't watch anime. It's just
that's crazy.
No. I'm sorry. I've been busy this week watching the atrocity of Avatar. So
actually, good segue. We could get into that right now, yo. Like Avatar: Last Airbender dropped the live action. Honestly,
don't put that bullshit up on the screen, bro.
I wanted the fans to see.
No. Jesus.
So I wanted, because I was suspect on this, and Jay, I want to get your thoughts on this too. I was suspect when they first announced it, and then when I saw a trailer, I was like, all right, I'm feeling it a little bit. And then as we, you know, they started to do their promotion tours, they started talking about like what they cut out, and they cut out like a lot of stuff that I felt that was very important to the show. So Sam, you watched it with your girlfriend, right? Or nah? Or you just watched it yourself?
She's not finished yet, but I just finished it like today. Jay, I don't know if you've you watched it yet, but I'm not gonna lie.
I have. Go ahead though. Speak freely.
All right, go ahead. Get your bars off, both of y'all. I'm here.
Okay. All I gotta say is that's some fucking bullshit, all right. That shit is, bro. Bro, first of all, okay, I will say it's better than the movie that came out like 10 years ago.
We don't acknowledge that.
That's like Night Shyamalan disaster? Yeah, no.
Yeah, we don't acknowledge that. Okay, but you know, it wasn't like, you know, back then where, you know, niggas was doing Stop the Yard to freaking move a rock. But this time, I'm gonna try and think first. I mean, first of all, you know, like at the end of the first book where Aang turned into the big fish.
Yeah, it's gonna
roll. Yep. So basically, they try to pull it as if like Aang gave up his life in order to turn into the big fish in exchange for the ocean spirit to take over in the rage, and like he wasn't gonna come back and he was gonna be roaming. Until, because basically, you know, the moon and the ocean like circled each other, like there are pairs. So basically, the ocean spirit would basically roam the earth until it found its partner again. So like Aang would be lost in the rage of a spirit. I said, come on now.
Wait, hold up. Because my memory served me correct. Like, he did give himself up to the spirits to stop the war in the North Pole. But
he didn't give himself up, but he just turned into it. He didn't like literally be like,
yeah, I'm not saying he sacrificed, but I'm saying like he merged, like the Avatar state kicked in. He did like this Avatar shit. So they changed all of that too?
He merged, but it was like he sacrificed.
Yo, I'm not watching this shit.
Hold on. To set the stage, what books does this encapsulate?
Book one. I know that for a fact.
Book one for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Book one for sure, with aspects of the two other books mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the library, and wasn't that was in book two?
Yeah, that's the desert.
Yeah, and they saw the owl, nigga. The owl was in the spirit world in this book, in this season.
Is that like a tease? I might not be mad at it because that could be a little foreshadowing or tease for the book two. Because it looks like this might get announced for season two. I don't know. But Jay, what are your thoughts on, you know, The Last Airbender live action?
I'm gonna start with praise first because there's some things that I'm like, all right, cool. Like the graphical advancements were very good.
The CGI did look dope.
Looks very good. This show gave me Yu Yu Hakusho live action jump where they kept trying to sprinkle in certain things, but then it just didn't really flow well.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing that kind of made me mad, remember like in the show, like Aang took a minute to like really learn how like to fly and stuff like that and kind of like really get his full blown capability. They kind of rushed through that a little bit on the actual series, the Netflix series. There were some parts where Savage hit a couple points there. It's just like they were rushing through book one way too fast, mm-hmm. and also trying to just sprinkle certain things into it where I'm just like, okay, like wait a minute, like we have to slow down, and kind of like let stuff breathe. And this is why we say on Shogo all the time, like sometimes some of these live actions just don't need to happen. Like they just don't.
That's a fact.
We can leave certain things alone. I understand One Piece started this whole entire just like everything gets a live action now. Like we just don't need it. We just don't need it. And I think was the show good to the point of like, okay, yeah, like it's a 7. It's not an 8. It's not a 9. To me, it's like
a 7.
Yeah, it's decent.
High.
Man, it's not bad. It's not like terrible or like unwatchable because unwatchable make it be like a 2. You know what I'm saying? It is watchable. Right. Like if you're a fan of Avatar, I say go ahead and give it a shot. That's to anybody. If you are a fan of just like graphical like stuff like CGI or just technology in general, I say go ahead and still watch it because the visual effects will definitely get you there. It reminds me of like a bad Star Wars film. Truthfully speaking.
I can name a bunch of those, man. I could name a
right,
bunch
like,
of those.
Yeah, like even like some of the series too. Don't get me started on Star Wars. But it's like it's one of those. So it's cool. It's a solid 7, 6.5 if I was being objectively honest, but you know, it's watchable. It was watchable.
That's the main thing I've heard. That it's watchable, but they've taken a lot of things out of it. But it's still watchable. So
That was the common thing I was hearing from most of my mutuals on Twitter who watch it. They was like, it's not terrible, but it's not great. Because one of them said the best example is like you can't go into this with the knowledge of watching the cartoon. You got to see this for a different form. Because from the clips that I saw and some of the details that I heard, they did obviously, you know, everybody knows they took away the Sokka's sexism and make Aang more mature than the childish when we first met him. They also went darker. They showed the massacre of the last airbender.
That part I loved.
I think that would be a dope scene too because we didn't
wait,
see
whoa,
that.
Whoa, you, wait, hold on. You love that? You love to see him get murked?
You know why Sam?
I mean,
that, right?
You know how I feel. I like niggas die every day. But exactly. I mean,
I'm with Sam on that, bro. You know, it's a little bit of a like it's a different side of things. It's like, oh, and I like to, you know, give me an alternate perspective any day of the week. Like, except Tokyo Ghoul, we gonna talk about that though. But yeah.
Speaking of, I'm about to say since we mentioned that, speaking of another live action anime that's getting something, just announced, Parasite.
Hold on, they got me. Now, usually, I'm gonna just be honest with y'all. When it comes down to more of like the real life aspect of things, like perfect example, they redid Death Note. It will go way better now today's world than it used to. Parasite, I'm intrigued because at least the anime doesn't have all this extra special stuff with it. It's just like horror. It's horror. Like it's what it is. So
I didn't know that part. So if it's going for the horror aspect of Parasite, then they might be able to pull it off.
Yep. That's what you need though. Like, I think like Parasite will be good. Gangsta will be good.
Oh, Gangsta will be lit.
I said this on the pod too. High School of the Dead. I don't care about the titty scene. Doesn't matter.
You can
put it together. It makes sense, right? Because these are still real life aspects. Like Parasite is perfect. Like a redo of Death Note would be perfect. Like I like it. I like where they're going with this one. I'm there.
Netflix is one of the few streaming services that's not scared to go into the live action anime bag. They've done a lot, like Avatar, Yu Yu Hachiko, One Piece. They even before they did like Rurouni Kenshin. Thank you, Jay. Rurouni Kenshin, Death Note, like Full Metal, Bleach. Like they've done a lot more misses than hits. But it seems
that
like
Kenshin was a hit though.
The Kenshin definitely was a hit because it's more of a real life aspect.
Exactly. But, my point. See?
But go ahead, Trey.
I do have a point though. Like, if we're going to be rewatching Ashori, it needs to be immaculate for it to really be watched, like truly watchable to me. But I'm not sure if people have those same standards. Like, if Avatar is just watchable, I'm not watching watchable just to watch it.
No, that's
right. I just said watched like 5 times. But like, come on now. So that's why I'm not going to watch it. But something like Last of Us is the only thing that I'm like, yo, this is too good to not watch.
But that was a gem, though.
That is that's a cult classic video game. And that's just a cult classic story.
And it's
like,
HBO. It ain't Netflix.
Exactly. That's HBO bag.
If I'm not getting that HBO quality, then like, what am I? Like, I'm not trying to waste my time.
I see what you're saying, but it's tough to watch, though.
Like, I mean, like, you know how I talked about Black Panther, right? If you took your mind out of it,
one or two.
Two. One was okay. Fine. Two. That hurt the Black community.
No, now, bro. He said Lupita looked amazing, bro.
That was the only we did a review on that, bro. We all think Black Panther 2 was ass. The only good
thing.
You too.
Yes, Trey Black said, Panther 2 was trash.
Trey said nobody.
No, that shit was trash. Don't do that.
You the one. You the one that
the Lupita scene, and that's it, bro. And I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, well, it provided a very great soundtrack as well.
The first movie had better soundtrack. Stop it.
That's true.
The first movie was produced by TDE, so yeah, it's a little bit different.
Rihanna could have kept that song. That's all I got to say.
Ooh, I'm mute up.
Yo, all right. Wait, do you really think so? We was having this discussion before. We're all
go ahead, tell him. Go ahead, tell him. I'm cool with it.
I didn't think that Rihanna song was that bad.
It wasn't.
I thought that.
Thank you.
I thought that shit was ass. Compared to what I've known her for, that shit was not good.
I mean, but more. Let's look at Rihanna ballads. We hear now. So let's look at Rihanna ballads, right? You got Lift Me Up, which is the most recent thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's the joint that she did? She redid one of them America songs or whatever. That was a hit. Shit. Umbrella
might be one of her certified classics,
right? Like, but classic. It's in the ballad like type of deal. Like, you take Jay-Z verse out, she's expanding vocals. You look at, oh my god,
there's a lot of names.
What's the name of the joint from Auntie?
Kiss it better.
I think.
Yeah, it's Kiss It Better. I got it right here.
That's another one of the ballad type jumps, right? Like it's those she hits. Like Lift Me Up was like a very inspirational World Cup-y type song to me. World Cup-y is crazy. Let me stop it right now.
No. It would be on a FIFA track. You're right.
I was about to say it would be like something they play like the NBA Finals commercial, like to prepare you, like here come the finals. Like
maybe not recent finals because they've been J. Cole and the fuck out that shit. But the old finals, like the NBC joint, yeah, it would hit. But this is a very World Cup-y song for real. Like I would love to hear Lift Me Up in 2 years at the World Cup when we have it here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to see how it hits. Just turn into a world song, you know?
I didn't think about that. I agree on that, but they said the song was trash.
I honestly just expected more because remember, like, when they first announced that she was on it, everybody was hyped. And when they said her song was dropping, even more got hyped because we was like, oh, shit, we ain't heard nothing from Rihanna in, like, years. Album song, so it's like everybody tuned in 12 a.m. when that song dropped, and I was just like, damn, that's it. I just expected more.
Ain't no hope, man.
Yo, they talk crazy on that song. I don't get it. I genuinely don't get it.
I was just like,
they could have kept all cool. that shit. And
hey, man, you know what
like
saying?
I told you, like, she's the biggest artist on that album. She don't even got the best song. The Spanish song is the best song.
Look at the second album, bro. And yeah. Play Her Two's album. I like, haven't even looked at
Con LaBrisca is my shit. Like, yo, though, that's on repeat.
Yeah,
okay. All
right. Yeah, that is true. That's true. The best song in the album.
Why can they get TDE to do it again?
Probably the bag. It's probably money. You know?
Shit. Do you really want to run back though with the same artist?
I mean, the first goal.
The creative first direction of TDE was crazy. Day. Yeah, it still hit.
It would still hit, but they're in a different spot and they don't have Chadwick Kendrick. Anymore. So it was a different vibe for the soundtrack and for the whole movie in general.
Bring back Michael B. Jordan. I'm done podding.
Yeah, bring him back with the Killmonger dress too, since everybody's saying black people wear that.
Nah, but this is the thing. Like we as in cinema, we recast characters all the time. I am a recast Chadwick nigga. And I think it would have worked perfectly with Michael B. Jordan. I know we just seen him die, but I think it would have made sense because you could just restarted the world kind of a little bit. Still have, you know, his sister become, I guess, quote unquote, Black Panther. But it could be like that. But at the same time, Chadwick's or T'Challa's story wasn't finished. Why make it finish in the cinematic universe when right now, if you read the comics, this nigga is still running things. So it's like, I don't know, man. I didn't like that from Ryan Coogler. That's the only L that you got. I don't like Black Panther 2 like that either. I'm also one of the people. But yeah, I missed opportunity.
That's fair to say that you didn't like it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so I just want to make it clear. You think they should have recasted Chad in Black Panther 2?
Yep.
There are a lot of people like that.
Yep.
I'm one of them too. Even though I understand, like I think I had a talk with Kenny about this too in our Discord, Jay, is that I understand why they didn't, because it was so sudden and that was Ryan Coogler's boy. Like, you just don't do that right there. But maybe a business decision had to be made, maybe push the movie back a year or so, maybe two, let everybody more.
Thank you.
Then you got to recast. Like, you have said it. Recast.
Why do it so fast?
The film didn't even fit their story.
It didn't.
Anything they did in that film, nothing made sense. It felt like a constant alley-oop and a setup for what's to come for the Marvel Universe, which now feels like it's all over the place, but that's a discussion for a different day.
And Josh, don't look, I'll come back on another pod for that. Or y'all just come to Shogo, we can have that discussion.
Because I'll pull up the Shogo next week.
That is some bull. I told niggas this every single time I look at a Marvel movie. I said they have lost the plot. It's gone.
Damn.
It's gone. I've been tuned out. The last thing I've watched was Captain Marvel.
I enjoyed the second one.
The first one and the second one.
I enjoyed the second one. I'll say that. I enjoyed the second one.
I'm super cool because I'm not a Disney Plus subscriber. I just use somebody else's. But
allegedly,
a lot of pirate activity allegedly. So
he a straw hat, nigga.
Facts. The chronological order of Marvel. If you think about Black Panther 2, where does that fit?
Nowhere. It says it takes place at the Endgame, but it's just like it doesn't.
No, it don't.
It don't. Oh shit.
It doesn't. The events of Endgame have nothing to do with Black Panther 2.
No. It does. Because T'Challa died, bro.
No, he died from a sickness. That's the
thing. He died from a sickness. He didn't die from being snapped.
After Endgame.
Yes, but it has to be after Endgame. You said this before.
But did they ever address the snap? Because in past, like, every movie, Marvel movie, he
never addressed the snap.
Exactly. They never said nothing about the snap.
Yeah, they didn't say anything about the snap. And I watched that movie four times just to catch it.
God damn, he said four.
There's nothing there to catch the snap. Not one.
So you're saying it didn't happen after, though? I mean, it didn't happen before Endgame, though.
Yeah, it wasn't before Endgame. And then how was it after Endgame when he died from a sickness? And how did he get sick? What did he get sick from? What did he do?
Sam mentioned that
this nigga had the same disease that Goku had, bro. We don't know where that shit came from.
like you just start grabbing your chest and you passed out. Like, I don't know. And this is all respected to Chadwick, but like it's that does the character for T'Challa. What sickness did he have? Because technically, if you're a Black Panther and you eat that fruit, you're immune to diseases according to the comic. So how did you get sick?
Yeah, but like COVID is new though. Like
there ain't no COVID in Marvel, cuz
new strand, bro.
on top of that, you are in Wakanda. Wakanda don't get sick.
Yeah.
The technological advances of Wakanda, niggas do not get sick, bro.
He's spitting, bro.
Black people wasn't getting COVID. Like, come on.
No, they wasn't getting nothing, bro. Malaria was gone, bro.
That's
HIV don't exist. That's COVID,
crazy.
Never heard of it.
All right.
Never heard of it, bro. Never heard of it.
But they could have said he had like a disease from like the heart-shaped herb fight, or he got injured fighting Killmonger, and like
but if
how he got sick.
Like they didn't. That's the thing. Like that's why I look at
it. No, it was really weird.
We walked out of that. I remember Jay. Like we walked out of that film, and we huddled up like in the little like plaza.
Oh, hurt.
And like just talked about that from probably for like 20 minutes. He was outside in the cold, I think, just like talking.
The next thing y'all go to do as a group together, call me so I can take a flight because I'm coming. Because this is nah. Like I be wanting to have these conversations after these movies. I'd be like, bro, this shit don't make no sense.
Because also another thing, Black people cap for that film. All that whole week of that, from bro, they was capping that film. Even when they cap, I said, yo, this, they were like, this is the greatest film I've ever seen in my life. I say, yo, what film?
No, because you were emotionally caught by the emotions of somebody's death, which then led to you spending money on a ticket, and then you felt community because you also felt with and connected with people that also dealt with the same trauma. Nah, I don't want to hear about it, bro.
Nah, you just want to cat. You don't even. You don't want to say the truth because then you'll be looked at as a bad guy.
Right. So you trauma bonded with people online and also in real life, and then you said the movie was great. You still stand by those statements because now you can't backtrack. No, you were wrong. you were wrong. Whoever's listening to this pod right now, I need you to understand something. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to go back and correct statements. You are not finite. It's not absolute. You know what I'm saying? You can go back and change things. Like, I've changed plenty of different discussions and opinions. But one thing's for certain, two things for certain. That Black Panther movie is not good. Stop saying that it is, because it's not.
Okay, all right. I think it was good.
Come on, Trey. So
I'm going to just wrestle it.
No. Trey, I'm not gonna really establish this. We already established this, okay? If you're going in there as a regular just Marvel watcher and not having your brain on, It's a good
movie.
Yeah.
Seven out of ten. 8 out of 10 if you want to be nice.
Yeah.
If you go in there as a Marvel fan, that shit is garbage.
Yes. Man. Yes. Eternals was better than Black Panther 2.
Yes.
Agreed. Okay.
Damn.
Whoa. And Eternals.
I agree.
Eternals was lit, bro. Eternals,
okay. I did enjoy Eternals. So.
People like shitted on Eternals when it first came out, but then when they watched it on Disney Plus, that shit was good.
Hey, I don't even want to say it, bro. I'm about to say some really wild, but we going to almost
go ahead. No, go ahead.
No. We unsanctioned here. We unhinged, bro.
Go ahead.
Ant-Man 2 was better.
I enjoyed Ant-Man 2.
Hey, I agree. Go ahead, Sam.
I'm with him, too. Ant-Man 2 was lit.
Ant-Man, not Quantumanium. Do you talking about the Wasp drawing?
Oh.
Ant-Man the Wasp or Ant-Man Quantumania?
No, the Quantumanium joint, bro.
Yeah, Quantumanium.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
go ahead, Jack. Go ahead, Jack. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, the Quantumanium joint was really good. There's the gunshots.
No. I would not say Quantumanium was really good, but it's definitely better than Black Panther 2.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that one was really good compared to Black Panther 2. To me. And I know I'm anti-black now, right? After it's February's over. It's March 1st. I can do what I want.
Damn.
I remember that. I forgot. Yeah. Black Power is 365. But at the same time, nah.
We gotta call a spade a spade.
Call a spade a spade, man. That no. I watched Ant-Man.
Yeah, I love Kang. Like he's my guy.
Hey. The Spider-Man video game was better than Black Panther 2.
That's a fact.
The new one. Because if you take all the gameplay out and just watch the videos, the story, man, what?
You would like the story, Trayvon. I want you to, you should check that out because I know you'd be watching the stories.
Trey, if you haven't played it, bro,
please, he got Xbox.
Please,
I don't have a PlayStation.
Bro, I don't care what you got to do, bro.
You got money? I'm poor.
He not poor. He be saying that he's not poor.
Yeah, I know
he's
not poor.
Stop appropriating the poor, bro. Stop lying.
Listen, you wear a do-rag like I do, and I got dreadlocks. Listen, you're not poor. No, bro, absolutely not.
You got different color. Got different. You muted yourself.
Yeah, no, buddy.
Got different color do-rags. A do-rag for different day. You're not poor, bro. Where all that do-rag money go?
Not poor, bro. Absolutely not.
Not poor.
Ain't that velvet?
Or silk.
This look like it's silk.
Y'all start attacking me when my mic unplugged. Like,
yeah, we ain't done. Fight back.
If it's silk or if it's velvet, bro, listen, you are not poor.
Oh, he has a mic trouble right now. Shoot.
Damn. He hears us, though.
Yeah,
so listen, bro. Find a way. I don't care if you gotta watch Rad Brad on YouTube and I haven't watched him play the game. Just watch him play the whole game. You can buy, man, this game is amazing. Like it's worth it. This is a movie in itself. Like, it's crazy. I'm done talking about Spider-Man.
We can move on. So I want to get your thoughts right here. We got MomoCon coming up in May, big Atlanta convention. I know you've been there. For fans that never been there, what can they expect like from MomoCon? They decide to go because I'm trying to get my ticket this year. I'm the one
Black excellence.
Oh, that's what's up. What's up?
That's all I'm gonna say.
Black I love that. That's all the answers I really need. But for the people listening or and watching, because we're gonna be on YouTube as well. I pulled up the site, so we got a guest list. And they got, I ain't gonna lie, they got some dope guests pulling up. They got Jodie Benson. If you a fan of the Little Mermaid, classic Disney film, she gonna be there. You got Steve Blum, voice actor for you gonna like this, Trayvon, voice actor from Spike from Cowboy Bebop.
Facts.
So he'll be there. Yeah, Sam is a Cowboy Bebop hater. That's it.
We gotta talk about My Hero, by the way, but keep going.
The kids. Let's go.
I'm gonna say this last guest, then we can get to My Hero because Trayvon got a lot to say. And we got who I'm really also excited to see is Bao. I'm gonna pronounce his last name correctly. Bao Billingsley, who is also known for playing Jet Black and Cowboy Bebop, Barrett in Final Fantasy. And yo, in the fourth Raikage Naruto, I dare you to say something about the fourth Raikage, nigga.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Exactly.
Where is MomoCon?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh.
I'm definitely trying to go because my dad got family down there. So I'm like, oh, you can go hang with your family. I'm gonna go hang with MomoCon. So
when is MomoCon?
May Memorial Day weekend.
It's a 4-day zone too.
Yeah, I'm looking into the future. My money looking a little funny, so
I hate these. I hate these niggas.
Sorry. And I mean, inflation is wild, man. Things are extremely expensive. So I understand.
They don't understand, bro. It's crazy
the way that your banking account is set up.
My checking in my savings. So like, I got to transfer. It takes 3 days. Yeah. Whole MomoCon done. You know.
okay, bro. Check it to my savings. Save it to my checking, brother.
I literally hate this dude. But Trayvon, all right, let's get to it. Let's get to My Hero. My Hero dropping what next month, I believe it is. Or is it this month?
Really?
It's coming back. Let me pull it up right now.
Oh, just one more thing about MomoCon before you pass by real quick.
No, go ahead.
MomoCon literally is in the heart of downtown Atlanta. If you are coming here, understand that yes, the Coca-Cola factory is made here in Atlanta, Georgia. So yes, you're able to go see that and go visit that if you would like to. Also on top of that, it is in the World Congress Center, literally in downtown. So this is the biggest convention center in the city. It's a lot of walking. So if you think you're coming in here with the cosplays, with the heels, ladies, I understand. You'll look nice. I know. But you're going to have to bring your slides, bring your Crocs, all that other stuff, bring them. Because it's a lot of walking. If you are a gamer, pull up. RDC will be here, supposedly, with the community people. Shout out to the community for sure. I'm a big creator and all that type of stuff too. So it's like that's on Friday. Like Friday or Saturday. It's a big Super Smash Brothers tournament going on. There's going to be a Tekken 8 tournament. So bring that.
There you go, Josh.
I'm about to say, I'll beat it for Tekken 8, bro.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. The Tekken 8 one's going to be sick. Also, on the video game floor, is combined with the entire, like, where you buy all your, like, anime gear and all the plushies and all the other T-shirts and apparel and merch. All of that stuff is all on one floor. So a lot of people spend a lot of time there. But one thing people don't talk about in Momokan is the panels itself. If you're a creator, for sure, there's like four or five different panels where you can collaborate with other creators on particular things that you're into. So they have like an anime creator collab joint. They have a gaming creator collab joint. It's going to be like a cosplay one. They also have the voice acting one. And then there's another one. I think it's like a movie / independent film joint like that. So that's going to be going on. Shogo High will be there. We'll be doing a bunch of different like content and stuff like that, covering cosplays and all of that. I know myself, Rob, Jay, Tony, and Kid will be there. I think Simone and Courtney may be coming, so you
might see Shogo High.
Facts, appreciate it. You might see all seven of us, which would be insane. Caesar said he might slide too. We'll see how that works.
It's seven of y'all?
Yeah, the Elite Seven.
Yeah, bro. It's a lot to. We'll talk about Shogo in a minute. Yeah, like Momokan is really, really, really fun. To me, not because I live here, but just because it's, to me, it's the best con I've ever been to. Just because the variety of people, there's so much to do. You're not bored. The food options in and out the con is always a hit. There's a whole like, it's a whole food truck like parked in the back, like food trucks with an S plural from different cultures of different communities, Indian food, Jamaican food. Guyana food, you know what I'm saying? Like all type of different foods. Asian food, obviously. Ramen is on the spot. Like you want chow soup, they got you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's there. And it's not super expensive either. The main thing that costs the most is probably your lodging. But besides that, stuff is not expensive. And all you hentai people that's out there, I know some of y'all out there, I'm niggas. Just know that the hentai room is open from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Yo, why you pointing?
Why you pointing Josh like that?
My finger stopped working.
Yeah, I was trying to like stretch my, you know what I'm saying?
Hey. Okay, that's okay, crazy. So,
yeah, all right, whatever.
They all just out of you, Josh.
Niggas don't got no secrets no more, Jay. Don't keep shit.
That's crazy.
I won't be back if I say some shit too.
Ooh, I'm gonna mute up. But yeah, Momokan is fun, man. It's fun. It's gonna be a good time, man. Y'all definitely more than welcome to come down. Come see us, man. It's a good time. Momokan is crazy. Yeah. Best con in the South, dog, for sure. Besides DreamCon. Let me not speak.
I'm about to ask that. Is it better than DreamCon?
To me, right now. Next question.
No, I'm about to say some things I heard about. DreamCon is lit too, and we all want to do that, and that's like a goal of this podcast to go there. But I heard some negative things about DreamCon last year, and I don't know if they were true like over exaggerations or true criticism. So I ain't trying, and I love RDC. Like they the reason why we're doing this.
You want me to
go ahead, bro?
DreamCon, this is just from last year. This is 2023. I'm only gonna speak this 30 seconds or less. Nobody prepared for that influx correctly. They did not prepare for that. Nobody thought you're going from 5,000, 6,000 to 20,000 to 30,000 people.
Yeah.
DreamCon is really not, it wasn't a big con like that, but now it's one of those. It's the Anime Expo, MomoCon, BlurCon, Anime NYC type level. You know what I'm saying? So the venue was big enough, but also they were not prepared staff-wise. So probably what y'all heard was honestly a lot of the truth. They just weren't prepared for that. And the organizational portion, we're already starting to see some of the changes they're trying to make. Even with the ticket reselling process. You know what I'm saying? Like that's something that should have been implemented last year. So it's like we as black people now stop acting like we're small. We're not small. Let's act like everybody else do and let's treat it as such.
That's how
go ahead, Trey.
I feel like when you said that, you kind of like lumped in something that like Kai, for example, when he
the New York thing
inadvertently caused a riot or whatever.
Right.
Like that's I feel like that's I don't think that necessarily is true. Because we are still smaller than, you know, the other community, the main, well, the white community. Let's just say it. We are still smaller, but I'm not going to say that, you know.
I'll say this about big. Kai. Like Kai is actually larger than life. People don't realize it. A lot of kids watch him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when you have the encapsulation of the youth on one person like that, it's hard to argue. Because like we just said, you incited a riot non-purposefully, but you did. Because you said, oh, everybody pull up to everybody pull up to the park in New York. Bro, do you realize who you are?
Mm-hmm. I don't think he realized. Like, I think now he knows, but I don't think he realized. He knew because we were coming out of COVID. Remember that? So, like,
we were coming out of COVID, and I think Kai, like, much like you kind of echo what you're saying, Trayvon, I didn't think he realized it because it's not just Kai himself, it's Kai plus AMP.
Right.
So, Kai mm-hmm. plus AMP helped him. And then when you think when Kai started to really become the larger in life aspect where he grew so large that he's like the face of AMP, not to disrespect none of the other dudes like Chris, Agent Phantom, and none of them.
Right.
It's just Kai became it's like imagine AMP with the Jackson 5. Kai's Michael Jackson.
Nigga, he the rock from Nation Domination, bro.
Exactly.
Yes, but they were just numbers on the screen before. Like it's hard to encapsulate that if you've never seen them in person. You know, like performing on stage is different from performing in front of a camera as a streamer. Like you would know, Jay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's true.
It's different.
That's true.
I don't know. I always think it's unfair to say, oh, yeah, Kai knew how big he. Nah, bro. Like,
I don't think he knew. I just think that the moment that you can make a tweet or any type of message and it like you say, hey, come to this spot. And within 10 minutes, there's 10,000 people in this spot. That tells
that
you
shit
something.
Was packed out.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And this is hypothetically speaking. If LeBron say randomly, and LeBron's bigger than Kyrie than that, I'm just using for example.
Yeah.
If he says, I'll be in Atlanta at the Breakfast Club on Sunday at 12 noon. If you there between 12 noon and 3, I got you on your food and your drinks. Niggas are coming out the woodworks, bro. Are you serious? Like it's just like, and then on top of that, does LeBron even know how big he is? Maybe, right?
Yeah, that was crazy. Why would you say that?
I was listening. I was like,
having a pause.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's why I was like, wait a minute. I'm about to pause this now for somebody.
Only Trayvon would catch that.
I was listening, but like that was crazy. I don't know
It was. I agree. Yeah, crazy. Pause myself. but yeah, like it's that same thing. Like RDC be like, oh, we're coming to MomoCon, or they just randomly show up like they did last year. They're doing the same thing again this year. They randomly just pull up, like not really announcing, but kind of announcing. And then all of a sudden, everybody goes to MomoCon, or everybody goes to whatever convention they go to. Like Anime YC last year, they just pulled up. Like they were invited per se, but they also pulled up a day before. And everybody was like, oh my God, the tweet goes out, it's over.
Right.
We're larger in life a little bit, I think, some of us. You know what I mean? Like it just, yeah, to I think both sides can be correct. It's like Kai didn't know, but then at the same time, like Kai can't come to DreamCon ever again. You can't come, bro, because if you could look them kids last year, I ain't talking about that part. It was that bad, bro. Like,
oh really?
Duke Dennis and Kai, them two. Oh, my dog, my birthday twin, Berlizzi. I feel you, bro. I get it.
Oh, Burleigh, that's my guy.
But, yo, you got to move with security, brother. You can't do what you used to do. You can't just go walk up. Okay, perfect example. Here we go. Corey Kenshin. I went to school with you, bro. We went to Michigan State together.
He was there.
Right? You can't do that no more. Like you're not, like, you're way larger than what they think that they are. Like Corey Kane, the DreamCon was overwhelmed. That's the part nobody talks about. He hid himself from people because he was not used to that.
Well, with how much Corey, and we can, you know, like shy away from this conversation because we can talk about influences forever.
Facts, yeah. That's true.
He kind of hides, like that's naturally his personality anyway.
True,
so.
It is.
But I will add to this, is like most of these dudes that are larger in life, like you both were saying, popped, like started doing a stuff like when we was in high school, middle school,
right?
And now we're grown adults. These kids grow up watching them, idolizes them, like wants to be them. Like it the whole idolism jaunt is like crazy. So when they see that, it's like I've seen Kai make kids pass out. Like it's just
on
that.
Michael Jackson shit.
Yeah, on some real shit. It's like that's how badly they want to meet you. It's like if we met Beyonce, LeBron James, or whoever, we like, holy shit, like we gonna go crazy.
Yeah, I'm passing on Beyonce, up? Bro. Yeah, I'm Beyonce.
Beyonce.
All right. LeBron,
I'm not passing off for LeBron. Like that's
no. I'm passing on Beyonce though.
I might be like starstruck when I see LeBron James. Like I'll be like, oh shit, like it's LeBron. Like that's that dude. But like right. Beyonce, oh yeah, I might like pass out. She like walk up to me. What's up,
Rihanna? We connected foreheads. Like it's gonna be crazy.
That's crazy.
you might need to get past ASAP before you do that, bro.
That's crazy.
We push him out. Push him, bro. I'm saying Rihanna.
He said he gonna bump foreheads with Rihanna, bro. That is crazy.
I'm clipping that too. That's being big. That's putting it short.
But let's move on.
But would you say that DreamCon was like not prepared for the, like, was it the fact that the venue was not big enough or the staff? Also, like a lot of the staff was volunteer people. So was it just that the staff couldn't handle the amount of people as well?
And the staff was so trash. Staff was so trash, bro. Kind of incompetent. And I ain't talking about the volunteers, and I'm not shitting on nothing that DreamCon has done. It's just the honest truth. This is feedback I wrote, so y'all can look me up. It's fine. Yeah, the staff just didn't care, bro. Like, some of them yelling at you so they can get in the front of the line is crazy.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? That's insane. Like, Easy Gang had a meet and greet on Saturday. And this is the other parts, is the unorganization of it all. On the app, if you were VIP plus or like the other level beyond that, like the platinum VIP or whatever, you had first come, first serve basis for that particular tier of badges where you're able to jump into this line and get access earlier than other people. That did not apply. They let it just go, right? They canceled the meet and greet because volunteers stopped doing their job and jumped in front of the line and told everybody to go to the back. And they were calling their friends to come to the front of the line.
Oh, hell no.
So folks, that's is like breaking rules.
You,
right?
You need to pay people for that.
Yeah, because if you're paying people, that's like, nah, let me do the right thing. I'm getting paid for this. I can get fired. Mm-hmm. I can get kicked out this con. And then nobody's monitoring the situation. So then Burleese and them just said, nah, we canceling it. We can't do this. They had the whole bottom floor of the main part of the convention packed out. Like, no.
Sweaty ass, musty behind.
Bro, and on top of that, people that don't even buy a badge was able to get into the building. There's a lot of organizational issues that's just like, you know what? Let's correct this for next year, hopefully. And we'll see how it goes. I'm still going to DreamCon, obviously. But this might be the last one, depending on how it goes.
Hopefully, you know? They do get it in order, because that's an event I think everybody that loves anime, gaming, comics, or whatever wants to be there, because RDC kind of helps set the bar for what a convention can be, especially by Black people, our fellow brothers and sisters. So they set the bar for that. But I want to move on. So I do got the date for My Hero real quick. My Hero is coming back May 4th, 2024 for season 7. Trayvon is the biggest My Hero hater that I know personally and on our podcast.
Like My Hero, bro?
It's not that he doesn't like it. He just hates
it. He's a Deku hater.
That.
And I'm My Hero hater.
But I do want to hear your thoughts on it before I say my piece.
On My Hero Academia?
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you... Apparently, Josh said that you like it a lot. Like, tell him, like, what, why?
So, I'm a manga dude when it comes down to My Hero first. I do enjoy the anime. There's a clip on my stream where I went crazy about the USA's number one hero.
She busky.
Yeah, for sure. for sure. That's muscle crazy. Mommy in the flesh. Yeah, I freaked out on that clip. Yeah, I wish I had the link. I would have sent it to Josh at this point. But My Hero is fun because it reminds me of a Avengers Assemble universe that's actually done correctly, where like niggas are good and also niggas are bad, but you got some people that play the fence. Hawks particularly, Endeavor particularly. Who else play the fence? Dobby kind of low-key play the fence because you just got a vendetta against your father. It makes sense. But
yeah,
I love the show for that reason. It's not over complicated. I love the plot twist that Horikoshi gives, especially in the manga. I think the manga does a better job depicting the series.
I agree with that.
But it's because, you know, season four that people were tripping on?
Season four was Overhaul. I think season five was the one everybody hated.
Five, yes. It was five. Yes.
Yeah.
My only problem with My Hero's anime is that season four was, I thought, kind of the shift where they kind of went trying to be a little bit more mature, but they just did not, you know, execute all the way, if that makes sense. Like, the girl, right? That was a, there was explicit things happening to her, like her blood's being drawn to be used and she's enslaved by Overhaul to be used for like the quirk stuff, like like it's, and they made it sound like, oh, she was kidnapped. Like, it was certain things that I'm like, okay, this is a very mature like moment in this show. And in the manga, they really made it feel dark. Even right now in the manga, it's dark, but it doesn't really translate over into the show 100%, and it still feels like it's a child show. So I can understand some of the hate, though. But the manga hit.
Trayvon, floor is yours.
You know, every single time that I say that I don't like a show, and then someone says, well, I read the manga.
He's talking about me.
It invalidates almost everything that I was about to say, because your perspective is different from mine inherently.
So, no shit on the show, because I do shit on the show sometimes.
No, it's bad. It's bad. I'm getting there. So, but I think to speak to what you were talking about, the potential is all there.
Mm-hmm.
It has the makings to be a great show.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10 of, like, maybe all time. Top 5 is Generation, baby. That's the potential wise.
You, that's a bar. Even I'm surprised you say that.
I've always said that.
Clip it.
But that's just potential. They show too many characters that I don't care about, and they don't flesh out the characters that I don't care about. So therefore, I just don't. It's a bad cycle because I just don't care about them. Why are you showing them?
I will say this, and I think this is the issue that My Hero is having. You're right. You're absolutely right about it feels too kiddish. There have been a lot of lighter tones where it should be darker tones, or even like, even when they make it edgy, but they don't make it the edgy that it should be. The issue about the characters is kind of how I always like the issue with the Naruto characters. It always felt like the story became Naruto and Sasuke, and everybody else was just there. And when it came to My Hero, it's just the story about Deku and Bakugo, and everybody else is just there.
You're right, because I don't care about the boy with the engines in his feet.
Like the,
I mean, I really care about.
Go ahead, like
bird head nigga.
come on, bro. No.
That's
disrespectful. Not Dark Shadow, bro. Stop.
Dark Shadow, my bad. I forgot. It is bird named Tsukiyomi. That's the nigga name, right? So like, yeah, I'm like. Let's be honest.
That was a bit extra.
Like, invisible girl, like,
hey yo,
she just diving there, really,
literally
not even there, figuratively, not even there.
So like, I'm just saying, My Hero good with Deku and Bakugo and their rivalry and everything like that.
But the story. It's not even just the rivalry. It's just how they both want to be great heroes, and both of them two different outlooks on how to do it. Both of them look up to the same person. It's just like I say this all the time. I'm mad Mo's not here because he's the biggest Todoroki fan that I know.
That nigga's trash, bro.
Like,
I might be trash. Let's clear the room.
Like Todoroki is supposed to be this B tier character with an A tier story, and they make him feel like a C tier character that nobody cares about.
Bro, that's all he is, bro. He's trash.
Like I just don't care.
Don't say anything manga wise, but you can.
I will.
I feel like his dad's more important to the story than him.
Wait, yeah, that's true.
That's the anime's fault, though.
Yeah.
That's the anime's fault. Like, I truly blame the anime for a lot of that. Because Todoroki, like, it's a lot. And the anime does a terrible job of depicting, like, how well thought of and written a character he is. Yes, he has A-tier qualities, powers, but, like, the potential of his powers, even, I guess you could use the word from One Piece, awakening in some type of sense, it's so much there that, like, they don't depict it well enough in the anime. And they push him, to your point, Savage, they push everybody to the side. That's what happens. It's always about just Deku and Bakugo. The whole lore and shit about Bakugo having the one-for-all joint, you know what I'm saying, at one point. I know it was in the movie, but it's like, why make that a plot point when the movie was supposed to be filler? Why does that even why do we even care? Mm-hmm. Like it shouldn't be part of the story at all. Bakugo now is a cousin of one of them niggas. Like, truthfully, according to the Vestiges, he's a cousin of one of them niggas. So it's like somewhere down the line.
Wait.
Yeah, that was a spoiler. It was slightly.
But it
I,
was,
mean, I don't care, but
he's not really cousins, but like you look at the shape of the Vestige and
one of them look like him.
It looked like him. So it's like, y'all cousins or something? Like, who is this? Yeah. And we still that's the problem too. Some of the writing is trash. We still don't know who that is to this day. We don't know who that is.
I used to be a big My Hero guy too, because Mo got me into it. And I was like, oh, this shit top. And I tried to defend it as much as I could.
2 years ago during COVID.
And at this some point, I think I started realizing with Trayvon. I was like, yo, dog, I'm only defending the manga. I'm trying to defend the show, but I can't.
Season 5 killed it, bro.
I can't. Nope. Even it's the beginning of season 6 will hurt a little bit. And then when the second half of season 6 popped off, Shiraki woke up, that's what was like, oh shit, now we going crazy. Yeah.
He just saved the grace of the show, bro. Let's be honest.
He is.
No, that episode was. Beyond that, I'm just like, all right, I'm kind of bored.
Because they could have done so much with that part. The whole beginning of that war, they could have done so much.
I think there's more, that's my final plot point on it, is that I compare it to the X-Men. This is the X-Men. This is just the world of the X-Men. Yeah,
you preaching. I like that.
And
like
every that. And I feel like this could have been a lot. You could have still kept all these storyline plot points that you wanted. But you're missing a big factor that, your main character was once Quirkless. He was a nobody. And the thing that they don't touch on is how is other people being affected by not having powers in this world? Where is the group of like, if you're a big X-Men fan, you know about the Friends of Humanity who really hate mutants. Like, they mad. They all anti-mutant, bro.
Yep.
I'm wondering, like, where is a group like that in the My Hero World? We're anti-quirks. Like, fuck the quirks. Fuck anybody that got a quirk.
The army.
But I think the
army niggas, bro. That's who they were.
I think that's speaking to what Stain. Okay, and by the way, I want to ask you another question, Jay. What was your favorite season? Because I thought season 2 was the best.
What was the season that Bakugo and Deku fought in the training city? Was that season 2?
That might have been 3. Because that was three. After the All for One. That was after the All for One All Might battle. That was 3.
Three was an emotional toll. That one was rough. Because the fight should have been a tad bit shorter. But the emotional pull, like, you seen a real deal fight in Hot Topic. Team Bakugo versus Team Deku. You really seen it. You know what I mean? Okay. It was a different time. And that was what, 2018?
2019?
Yeah.
I got a fact.
That was when My Hero was hot.
Maybe end of 17. That was a long time ago.
Because they was coming off the Stain arc in season 2.
Ooh.
Then you did the camp battles in season 3, All for One arc. Like, that was Like I was, and then they had season four. That was like peak My Hero. That was like they
yeah,
was on that, a was, that was
run. Yeah, four was 19. So that means three was like 17 going into 18. Yeah, true. Yeah. That's a but, wow, damn, yeah. Peak writing that long ago? Or she fix it.
That's what I'm saying.
Fix it, but, bro.
But I think that's what Stain was talking about. And where that shift sort of happened, Jay. Like to your point, like the shift really started happening in season four, but like it begun with Stain.
Right.
That dichotomy of what is a hero was
I love
really
that.
What
man,
did
that was hit, My that was Hero. Hit.
Yeah, and I love that. Was like that's to me was one of the best storylines in My Hero. What is a hero? And I like how they depicted it because you had I was curious because I'm like, yo, these heroes are getting paid. So are you doing this because it's the right reason? Like an All Might or a Deku?
Are you doing it for a check?
Exactly. Yeah. Are you doing it for fame and fortune? So I'm like, I'm glad they had someone like Stain. Now I want someone like that just for the quirkless. Like I want someone like that.
And to speak more on that, remember when people started quitting in season six?
Yeah.
Stuff so much happened that I did not care about in between there. They did not capitalize on season two enough. Agreed. Because that really would expose those people that Stain was talking about in season two. But that's 5-6 years ago. Man. So everybody forgot.
Damn, you hitting a good point. Oh, I'm clipping all this and send this to Simone. I love you, Simone.
And Simone big know. And Simone big My Hero fan. I'm trying to get Simone on here.
Huge My Hero fan.
My hate for My Hero is documented. And there's so many reasons why
it is. It's like episode
and it's valid though. Because now I'm thinking about it. Because I think we kind of lost the plot. At the beginning of the episode, every single episode, this is the story of how I became the greatest hero, and we lost that a little bit. I think a lot of it actually.
Yeah. It's I'm curious how the manga is going to end because they're on their final arc right now.
That shit's coming.
Yeah, and it's like,
and it's been on the final arc for like how long now?
They have been you are right about that, Sam. They've been saying it's been the final arc because this final arc, and Jay knows it since he's read it. Like this has been a long one here.
I see the wrap up probably happening fall of this year.
Yeah, fall summer.
It's gotta be because there's not. I mean, it's not really too much else. The fight has to happen. We can't avoid it anymore. Let it go. And the fight, everybody knows what I'm saying without spoiling
it. That's sad. Like, that's sad that I know what you're talking about, too.
Yeah, it's a predictable story. It's that's predictable the thing about story, it's though. Predictable. It's like Demon Slayer. It's predictable. You know what's going to happen.
You know Muzan got to fight Tanjiro. Everybody know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know that Shigaraki has been powering up for how many years of this series? You know, Deku has gone through every single turmoil. He don't cry no more. Now he really somebody now.
That was another thing Trayvon hated.
I understand it. I get it. Deku's not my favorite character in the series at all. They gotta wrap this up. Like it's time. Like we can't keep avoiding this fight. And like we get there, like it. They do the fucking wrestling standoff and then they like go do other shit and come back to the standoff.
Oh
like,
my God. I felt
it's
that.
Like, bro, like, can we stop doing this? This ain't WrestleMania 14, bro. Stop playing with
I
it,
felt that. Yo,
like,
that
y'all do this
time.
Every time. They're, like, they be like, Deku be doing shit over here. Shigaraki be doing shit over here. Like, then both groups, evil versus good, Avengers Endgame, clash. They both look at each other for about 5 chapters. They talk a bunch of shit and say, fuck it, I'm going to do something else. I'll see you later. Why are we playing this game, bro?
And then in the middle of it, they're going to sell like 2 movies. That's not going to contribute at all to the story.
Right. They got a new movie coming out later this year that I'm not seeing. I got to take one for the team because Mo wants to see it. And we do got to talk about it since we are anime podcast. I'm like, I don't want to see this shit.
That's like me not seeing Demon Slayer yet.
We done with that.
Bro. Huh?
We done
no.
with that. Yeah, they got his ass. They got his ass. They got I'm done with that.
Wait, you didn't see Demon Slayer?
The new one?
Well, okay. Well, are you talking about the recap movie or the actual movie?
The one that's out right now.
The recap
movie. Yeah, all right.
They've done two recap movies. It was season two and season three.
Here's a secret about Jay Lee Trey. I was a Demon Slayer stan. I argue niggas down on Clubhouse. You hear me? Like, you couldn't tell me nothing.
Why would you do that to yourself?
So, this, but see, this the thing. This the thing, though, right? Like, the manga was just ending. Mm-hmm. I think the manga ending is not bad. I know some people.
Whoa!
We're not going
to. We're not going to go into that. That I want to have you back for that discussion too. We going when yeah. we got to have that back for that discussion.
The yeah. ending.
Say we got that's a whole
different ending. Five out of ten.
He, whoa. I know some niggas that do not like the ending. Right, but ALT I don't want
to
go into.
I need to hear it. I need to hear it. ALT ending. What you rate it?
That's the best story I've ever seen in my life.
Take out anime, manga wise. Yes. When you first read that chapter or those two last chapters, what did you say?
And Rob reaction?
At least a 7.5 out of 10. It was not gonna be a happy ending regardless.
I agree, it wasn't gonna be a happy
ending. Hey Josh, Trey, thank y'all for your time, bro. I appreciate y'all, man.
thank you. No, shit was ass, bro.
Like this show's going in sweet.
No. Hold on. Time out. I feel like this is how I always look to be the ending. There's a group who were really smart AOT fans realized, regardless what the ending was, we all knew that shit was not going to be a happy mm-mm. ending. We knew that for a fact from episode one. We knew, from the end of season three, we knew niggas are going to have to die in order to get this ending.
Nigga, we knew from the bite on his mama that this shit would have to end ugly.
When we got, then there's the other half who are dumb AOT fans who want the happy ending for all these dark stories. That's always the case, bro. Those are the same fans that want the happy ending for Franklin and so forth. That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen, dog.
Like, you just got to live with the actions, and I get it. He did what he did for his friends. He did what he did with it for his friends, but I can still say that shit is ass.
Because the anime made it so much doper. I ain't gonna lie.
Yes, no.
I
don't agree with the ending. That was my standpoint. I argue this. I do not agree with the ending. But when I first read it in the manga, those two chapters, I was like, yo, this shit is ass.
Man. So, Josh, me, you, Tony.
Shout out, Tone.
My boy Pretty Man from Baratie, Omar.
Oh, what's up? Shout out Big O too. Shout out Big O.
It was a few of us, my boy Kyle. It was a few of us that was like, what the hell did I read? And the nerve of this nigga dropping a chapter after that.
Oh,
trying to explain himself.
Oh shit.
What are you doing? That. He should have never done that. He should have left it alone, bro. It was no point. Because, like, in the anime, and me and Tony changed our positions. In the anime, we was like, this ending kind of hit now. And maybe it was the action, or maybe it's just the way it was written on the show. I'm like, kind of makes sense. ALT's in my top five now for that reason. But that manga joint? Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Anime was the best anime ever.
The anime is actually damn near flawless. It's full metal type shit. It's there.
It's Code Geass. It's full metal. It's up there. Yeah.
Don't say Code Geass.
He really a Code Geass hater. Yeah, you really a Code Geass.
We're just gonna ignore that part. We're just gonna ignore that bullshit.
Because he's such a Code Geass hater, and I don't know why you hate on Code Geass. Because you don't like mecha anime.
Let's put it like this. If he could, he put Cowboy Bebop over Code Geass.
What?
It's such a crime, yo. That's
wait,
such
wait,
a crime.
No.
Aaron did it better than Lulu's?
Yeah.
All
right. Yo, what are you talking about?
Aaron did it better than Lulu's?
Okay. It's hard to compare the two because obviously there's a 20-year gap. Because, like...
I love it when he did this. Okay, Trey, bro, I like you, bro. Keep going.
Bro, Aaron did it with style. Like, what are we saying? Like,
Aaron did it with style.
Hold up. So would you say that Aaron's Michael... would you say Lelouch was Michael Jordan and Aaron was Kobe because he took all his moves and did a little bit better?
Don't say Kobe.
Why?
Damn, you saying Aaron is Kobe is sick work.
Why?
That is crazy,
He took all of Lelouch's moves and did it. Just a little bit better.
Hey. He looks
stylish. Aaron Bryant is nasty.
He yammed on him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Aaron Bryant is nasty.
That's the title of the episode. Aaron Bryant, too.
Aaron Bryant is nasty. That is no.
I'm naming it that episode.
Lelouch Jordan versus Aaron Bryant is nasty work.
We gotta have that discussion.
But I do think that Code Geass has a lot more flaws than AOT, especially when they did that memory wipe. I was like, no, I'm not. I don't want to watch this anymore.
Who had a better memory wipe, AOT or Code Geass?
What was the memory wipe in AOT? I guess the whole show, technically. But
right. Say, yeah, his father, the whole damn show.
AOT, because I didn't know until he killed his father. Wait, what? That's crazy. Yeah.
No, I'll give it to AOT because that was a crazy swerve.
I was causing controversy on purpose. I
swear. If we go line by line, AOT is taking names. I genuinely believe that. But I do think that Code Geass is overrated.
AOT a little bit.
Yo, to say Code Geass is over, how is it overrated?
Code Geass ain't overrated though. That's why
it's perfectly rated in the top three.
You ain't got no taste, Trayvon.
I guess not.
Where do you put Full Metal, bro? I'm curious.
It's up there, top five, maybe.
Watch your words carefully.
Maybe three or four. I can't remember.
What's your two? Give me two through five. Give me two through five.
It's AOT. I think Fate Zero is somewhere in that.
Wow.
Two or three.
Okay, that's wrong.
I prefer Unlimited Blade Works.
I love Cyberpunk, so that's
okay.
Three.
He did.
That's like a personal thing. Yeah.
I'm with you.
So it's Cyberpunk, and then it's probably Full Metal after that.
Unlimited Blade Works above Full Metal?
No, he got
not Unlimited Blade Works. It's Phase Zero.
Not Unlimited Blade
Works. Any of them. What's wrong with you?
You're a Fate Apocrypha fan, nigga. Shut up.
Okay, first of all, let's get this right. I like Fate Apocrypha because niggas die. That's literally the only reason why. Unlimited Blade Works, the man's fighting the man in the mirror. Let's get that right.
That's the best part. That's the thing.
I hate that analogy too,
that man in the mirror shit.
Bro, I'm tired of this, bro. I'm tired of it. It was not that, like, bro.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa. It's too damn bad.
what's the orange hair nigga name?
Shiro?
Fought Gilgamesh and beat Gilgamesh. There's no way this nigga can beat Gilgamesh.
Yes, he could have.
No.
Why not, Sam? Why couldn't he beat Gilgamesh?
I love this pod. I like y'all. Cousins. Let's go. Y'all remind me of my old me, bro. I used to
Why couldn't he beat Gilgamesh? Why? Explain it.
Gil, freaking, what's his name? The Berserker, bro. And he lost to this bum ass nigga? Absolutely not.
Oh, man.
Absolutely
okay.
Not.
All right.
More of a fight. Yeah. No. Absolutely. I don't want to hear about he was stronger than I don't want to hear none of that shit. There was no way this nigga was beating Gilgamesh. Ain't no way. Let's
Gilgamesh
get that right.
Didn't train. Gilgamesh didn't study or work. He just copied.
I get it. He ain't throw no hands, but guess what? Gilgamesh had an infinite freaking arsenal. Okay. Yeah, I get Shiro copy shit.
Hold up. Time out. Right there. What's your favorite anime? Naruto, right? What's the Sharingan? If I could copy any Jutsu, does that mean
there's levels to it though?
Hold up. If you could copy any Jutsu with the Sharingan, right?
Why you cut me off? There's a one tone with a two tone with a three tone.
At the end of the day, the basis of the Sharingan, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Mangekyo. Oh, no one gives a fuck. At the end of the day, the basis is you could copy anybody's Jutsu by looking at it. So, like Kakashi, if he could copy a bunch of a dozen, 100,000 Jutsus, but does that make the Jutsu strong because it's in Kakashi's hands? No.
Hey, Trey.
It makes him strong, but this ain't Texas. He's gotta.
Ain't no hold him. It's about to go down.
This is normal. I'm telling you, this is normal.
This is normal for us.
Because they have trash anime takes. They do.
It's Sam got trash anime takes.
You think Cowboy Bebop is probably better than Code Geass? Shut your ass up.
Obviously, I think my anime takes are the best. Duh.
No, see, oh my God. No. I'm done.
No.
Goodbye.
I still cannot finish.
Goodbye. I'm done with him. I kicked
him off.
I'm done. I'm the judge of this bitch. I'm the judge of this bitch. I hate this dude, bro.
Free me.
I hate this dude.
Free me, nigga. Oh my God.
But so to be honest with y'all, I do think that Sam has a point, but let's move on.
Okay. You know, let's we can say this for a whole nother because I want Mo on this too. I want Mo on this because he can rip.
I don't want Shogo on here.
He gonna keep on talking about Hunter Hunter, and I'm tired of it as well. And
oh wait, Jay, what's your quick thoughts on Hunter Hunter before we move on? Because that shit is overrated to me.
Why y'all put that me on the spot like that?
Bro? That's an overrated anime to me.
The show that had Isekai in the middle of it is needs to go.
This, ooh, I don't like that show. I don't like that show. I don't like that show.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Let me get the applause out, bro. Let me get the applause.
I don't like that show. I am not a fan of that show. Courtney, I love you. Don't kill me. But listen. No. Hunter x Hunter is a poor man's One Piece, and I will stand by it.
Thank you.
I will never change, bro. Like I've been waiting so long to not be hinged. You hear me? Like, listen, bro. I respect what Hunter has done. I respect some of those characters. I am a Kurapika Kurapika nigga myself. You feel me? But that Isekai shit, the daddy issue of Gon.
Wannabe black kid, bro.
Killua should have been the main character or Kurapika. Pick one. my nigga, listen. Miriam is a problem. I get it.
Best arc was Chimera Ant arc the entire show.
Yeah. Like
an arc, top 10 arc.
I get it. Hisoka, freak ass boy. I get it, right? But hear me out, bro. There's too many, and this is reading and watching, too many explanations of powers, too many explanations of the Hunter exam. I'm cool. I'm really cool. It's a poor man's One Piece. I've said it for years. Like it's just they tried. That, he tried. Togashi tried. You tried. Brother.
That is the craziest. That's the hottest take I've heard in a little while. I'm not gonna lie.
Bro, they keep talking about bringing Hunter Hunter back. I'm like, yo, bring fucking Yu Yu Hashiko back, bro.
Yeah.
No one cares about Hunter Hunter.
Yu Yu has to be finished. Truly. Yu Yu has to be finished. It's not even done, bro. Like it has to complete.
The manga not done?
It's air quote done.
For Yu Yu Hashiko?
Yeah.
Oh.
Air quote done.
I didn't know that. I thought it was
like there's that dark tournament arc shit and the afterworld after that. There's a whole nother. No. And that's another thing, too. Togashi, stop doing dark tournament arcs. Stop doing that.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, wait, are you talking about Hunter Hunter? Or
like they're, I mean, they both got a dark tournament arc shit, don't they?
Yeah.
Back.
Like we got to stop doing the dark arts. Like just stop. Like
the dark arts.
Like it's too much. It's too much. Like okay. DBZ did something right. We got multiple tournaments, but they just call them different things. You know the World Martial Arts Tournament was happening every year. It's the same joke. Niggas gotta pull up. You can't go Super Saiyan. If you wanted to, you're gonna break the rules. Niggas ain't giving a fuck. It happens. The Cell Games happened one time. The nigga waited 3 days for these bitch ass niggas. And he still did that and still had the Cell Games, still lost. Boo said, fuck it. I'm gonna join the martial arts tournament with this nigga Hercule and still won. Like, at least we know that tournament is gonna be there. This dark tournament shit from both shows, enough is enough. We had one tournament in One Piece. One. Because everybody's on the tournament arc shit. We had one arc, and that was the boxing afro Luffy was black shit. Right?
Yep.
That's all we had. Like all we had. Like, no. I mean this with all due respect. Hunter is fire in some aspects, but I don't know why people put that top five. I don't understand.
I be asking Mo that order, like, what do you see in that? Like, I don't know
Gone. That's what we see.
Oh,
we see Gone, bro.
His favorite character, Miriam, too. But that's fucking
Miriam, like, Miriam, a poor man's Frieza.
I thought it was a poor man's Cell.
Damn. Both.
Damn.
I'm being nice.
Jay is cooking.
I'm being nice because I don't hate Hunter Hunter. I don't hate it. It's just like niggas looked at me weird for like putting Demon Slayer high at one point, and I was like, okay, y'all niggas was right. Yeah, eventually, I was. JJK came into my life and I understood. I got it.
See? Yeah. Yo, everybody. Right. Oh my God. I was
I will say this. When we started podding, Trayvon was big on JJK, like being better than Demon
Way
Slayer.
Before anybody.
Oh, bro. Everybody's on you. You were right, too. You were right.
Yeah. The three of us, myself, Mo, and Sam for a little bit, were all still big on Demon Slayer being better. And then Sam converted to JJK. And me and Mo were still holding out for Demon Slayer. And then after, like, I think season two of JJK, or not even season two, like see the ending of season one of JJK. Man. I was like, these niggas lost. I think these niggas lost that war.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna tell you where they lost it. When Gojo did Hollow Purple in season one.
It was over.
It was over, bro. That EDM music hit. I thought I was in Vegas. I said, "Oh, it's up. It's up, bro. Like, ain't nothing to talk about. Like, you got it. Like, I started the moment that scene came out, I started reading JJK like a Bible. I'm not gonna lie. And I said, oh yeah, this is really doing it.
And, season two just ended, Demon Slayer has nothing on it.
No, yeah. But if you let's think about that scene for a second with JJK and with Gojo, mm-hmm. They got the women, mm-hmm. They got the power fantasy people.
Yep.
They got people like Sam that just like people fighting.
Yep. Yep.
Like they got everybody and they got
layers, like, bro, it's like all your favorite attributes were all rolled into one anime.
Did y'all know he bent time with that attack too?
He did.
What do you mean by that?
So
we don't know. This
is not a spoiler. This was in the show. So remember, he did the blue shit first.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Then he did the red shit after that. Uh-huh. He was pulling two alternate time shits together to bring it together to be purple, and then shot it across the entire world and knocked out Buddy.
Oh shit.
He brought energy from his right first, right? Then the energy from his left. How time works, time goes from right to left. You put it together, you can alternate some shit. Niggas been thinking about this for years, bro. And I'm sorry. I ain't want to be deep. My bad. Holy but shit. I was like, hey, yo, you did what? Because the forces together, think positive, negative, magnetic, right?
Yeah.
You had to do something to bring that together. That's a very, because that attack don't hit the same like on season two when he was doing it then. That was a little baby version of that. Like he was still damaging some shit, but that season one, it's rough.
Yo, I feel bad for Hanami. He got hit with style, bro. He kind of got styled on twice. That was by the same dude. At least Jogo got hit by like two of the strongest in the series.
Bro.
Hey, put respect on Jogo name, bro. Put respect twice. On Jogo name.
He still got cooked.
Bro got pressed. That's unfortunate, bro.
Nah, he got pressed.
JJK has eclipsed Demon Slayer for me for sure, in multiple reasons.
I love
Demon Slayer though for what it is. I do enjoy it. I think it's a very great story, like simplicity wise. But like, as a nigga that kind of look at stuff with the lore, I'm a Star Wars nigga. Like, truthfully speaking, from essence, I'm a Star Wars nigga. So the lore catches me more. And if you can encapture that somehow to make me think that far, JJK makes me think about a lot of things. I'd be like, oh, y'all niggas cooking.
Would you say that Demon Slayer is definitely a recommended anime for like first timers? Especially because I know Kev like has been on his epic anime journey, which is awesome to watch and to see how his reactions and stuff. And Kev is eventually going to start Demon Slayer at some point. We all know this.
Because he's a godly man like myself, yes. It works. Yeah. It's the simple story of good and evil. Technically, Muzan is a representative of Satan in a sense. He can make people do things and control them in ways where if they don't follow him, they die.
Yeah.
Tanjiro is the prodigal son of anime. I've been saying it forever.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like the greatest main character of the world, but like you can't find no fault in him. There's no fault in Tanjiro. Yeah. Tanjiro is literally the prodigal son of that show. It makes total sense. And then what is he trying to do the whole time? Reincarnate or resurface or bring back his sister to normal. And even though, God, I hope we all caught up with Demon Slayer.
Now we all are.
Yeah, she ended up being reborn in the sun. It's a lot of biblical references for him. So it's like, Kev, yes, he should watch that. And he'll be like, you know what? I like this story. And I'd be like, I know you do. I think people just get lost in the animation, but then it just doesn't. I hate to sit on Demon Slayer for 2 seconds. It's just at the end of it, though, it's like we get lost a little bit.
I agree 100%.
We got rushed. Yeah. The two, they got rushed, you know? So
I agree. Yeah. So we want to wrap up.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't expect us to go this long, honestly. Yeah, I didn't. Jay, like, Jay, thanks for pulling up. Like, this is actually a great episode. This is like
I love this. Go ahead, Trey.
Real quick, I do want to hear your top five though before we officially close out.
All right, I go backwards.
If Naruto went in there, we're going to have a problem.
Okay, wow, relax.
That's a threat.
It don't need to be.
That's a threat.
Why are you threatening the man?
Jesus, you gotta put some respect on Lord Seven.
You don't have to though.
You don't.
No, I don't. You don't. I have an Akatsuki tattoo. I know who I'm loyal to.
Lord Pain.
That's facts. Don't even get me started on Pain. I'll go on a whole tangent. Number five, Gundam Wing for sure. Four. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put it there. I got to. Four is JJK.
Okay.
Three is Full Metal Alchemist
Brotherhood.
End stop. Full Metal Alchemist End Stop.
Is that the original one before Brotherhood?
Yes.
You got the original over Brotherhood?
There's a reason why.
Hold up. Oh my God. I want to hear this. I want to hear this.
The reason why is just because I thoroughly enjoy the rawness of Full Metal Alchemist. It looks like a 90s anime to me.
Okay.
The Brotherhood was softer. It did follow the manga story, but I just enjoy just the raw grittiness of the first one. And yeah, it was really wild when it came down to some of the storytelling. It was very off. Some parts were dragged on. Yeah, absolutely. But I'm a person that appreciates Brotherhood for what it is. I think Brotherhood is one of the best animes ever in history because it's perfect. There's no flaw. But also, I also appreciate Brotherhood more because of Full Metal Alchemist. So I put Full Metal Alchemist there before I put Brotherhood there. They can go both together, but, you know, I put Alchemist there because that was the one. I was like, you know what? I love this way better.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, my eyes. That's all. What was that? Three, right?
Yeah,
I was three.
Two is this where it gets flip floppy sometimes. So I'll say what one is first before I get to two. So one is obviously One Piece.
Let's go, Straw Hat Gang. Hey.
It ain't gonna never change. And then
they don't know, Jay. They don't know.
They don't understand.
Josh, it's not even your one. So, like, what are you doing?
That's a fact.
Hold up. I got it five only because I want to see how this ends. Then I could judge it.
That makes sense. Point.
I could judge it fully. If this ends up
all the way at five, is crazy.
How is it? Because all the other four are completed anime. You want me to be like, I think that's fair how I judge it.
That's a good point, though.
I think you got plenty of material to judge it so far.
Not if I end badly. I've seen shows start off as bangers and terribly.
Anyway,
do you want me to name them? Like Robin
Mandolin? No, not
I need to hear number two.
So number two, this is where it gets funky. Is my anime nemesis? It's also my anime birthday twin. I don't like to admit it at all. I hate admitting this shit. It's always a tie between Bleach and Naruto. It's very hard.
You can just Naruto
is my anime twin. He's my birthday twin. But Bleach did something to me in my younger teenage years that has never been done still. Like, One Piece is doing it for my adult years, for sure. But Bleach made me believe in myself when I was taking Muay Thai classes and not letting things get in the way, not letting people get in the way, and don't let what nobody tell you to be wrong. Believe in your fucking self, which is why Naruto kind of goes there too. But Bleach also is like, nigga, so what? Ichigo ain't give a fuck, bro. He didn't care.
Ichigo stand on business.
He stood on business every time. When I'm ever mad about something and I have to stand on business for real, Ichigo Kurosaki, I'm him. Like, it doesn't move. But if I ever doubt myself at any point where it's like, I don't know if I can do this shit, I don't know if I can do this, do that, then the Naruto comes out. So they're both in the same spot. Unfortunately, it just depends on what day. Today, because I'm on this pod and I'll be nice to Savage, Naruto is number two right now. There you go.
Yeah, but your heart is telling you Bleach, huh?
Oh, for sure. 100.
You could say, you know, Bleach.
Bleach helped pave the way for a lot of like the supernatural shonens that came out later.
A lot of people don't
realize that.
I think you're the only person that has Bleach in their top five. So, like, they got to have one, right?
Ooh. Nah, you can't say that.
He's such a hater.
Can't say that shit to Hollow Shogo. If you come on Shogo, they gonna come kill you.
He's such a hater, bro. He's such a hater,
bro. Like, AOT is Rob's number one. I think Caesar's number one is, I think it is Naruto. Yeah, it's Naruto.
Oh, him and Sam would get along great.
Courtney's number one is Roni Kenshin.
Okay.
Simone's number one is Bleach. Kay's number one is, I think, either Iron Blooded Orphans or Wing. I don't know. Whichever Gundam he chooses. And then Tony's is One Piece default. And mine is One Piece. So, yeah, that's everybody's number one.
Yeah.
What is your age group? Because, like, it kind of sounds like it skews a little, like, slightly older than us.
Because
we're all 25,
26. Yeah, Tony's 26. The youngest. Tony's 27 now.
Okay.
Tony's just turned 27. So yeah, he's the youngest.
Okay.
Courtney is the eldest. She's the eldest.
30.
I won't put her age out there.
No,
I don't know if you want to do that.
I'm sorry, my bad. I got caught up in the age. I forgot.
You said them up, Trey.
Yeah, I'll get murdered.
I'm
33, so that kind of gives you where it sits.
Okay, that makes sense then. Because when I heard your list, it sounds like either it's all manga or it's just slightly over anime that are like nostalgic per se.
If we go in top 10, I gotta throw Street Fighter 2, the animated series or movie. Throw for me, Trigun gotta get in there.
Okay.
Yeah. You also gotta put Ninja Scroll. Ninja Scroll was the first thing I ever watched anime wise.
I watched that one.
That shit is gruel. Just know, prepare your eyes. Watch it at 10 o'clock at night with the lights off. it's one of those for sure. If you round out the rest of the 10, what's the name of that shit, bro?
AOT.
Code Geass is in there. AOT is there. AOT sometimes like flips, because sometimes like with it depends on how I feel. Like sometimes I don't even think about Bleach and Naruto, and I'm like, no, AOT was just so great, it has to go on my top five. But then I get quickly reminded when I look at this Toei Animation T-shirt from Japan. I'm like, shit, Bleach and Naruto, duh, nigga, what's wrong with you? Like, you can't skip it. AOT definitely. I think in my all-time list, when it's all said and done, if I ever like, you know, made one, AOT goes. It goes for sure. Like, it's in there. But yeah, AOT's in the top 10. Code Geass for sure. And an honorable mention is Gangsta, because that one's just rough.
Classic right there. That's a good one.
That's rough. And then Death Note for the ladies, because they love that shit.
I still don't understand it, but yeah, we don't have to talk about that.
Me either, bro.
I'm gonna move on to from it. It's just it is what it is with that one. I accepted it. But Oh man, we had an hour and a half, man. I didn't expect really expect us to go this long. This is
you got editing to do, buddy.
Yeah, I'm about to just drop the whole episode. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna figure out what segment to go out. But you know, I want to thank my main man Jay Lee Trey. I'm gonna put his Discord in the link too. Y'all could join. We open the doors to everybody. Shugo High, Chaotic Culture, shout out y'all. I'm definitely gonna have to get more members of y'all on the show as well. You can also follow Shugo High on Twitter. They do their Twitter space Friday night with 8 p.m. Jay.
8:30 p.m. EST, every other bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
So if you're listening to this on March 2nd or 3rd, it's the week. So March 8th, you pull up us on March 8th. We'll be there. You can
definitely tune into them. You can also check out Chaotic Culture on all your listening platforms. Mm-hmm. But Jay, anything else you want to say before we wrap it up? Say your final goodbyes.
Shout out to the community, man. Shout out to the big creators. The O is an X instead of an O, or no, the R is an X instead of an R. I said that way wrong. On top of that, shout out to anybody that's like lifting for real. I'm also a power lifter. If you pulling up to Georgia at MomoCon, yes, I'll be at the Anime Open the week prior. So there's that. Shout out to the IPF. Don't come drug test me. And
wait,
allegedly.
They still coming. It ain't gonna matter.
IPF as a lifter? I think that's
The International Powerlifting Federation.
Yeah.
And then of course Shogo High, Chaotic Culture, and shout out to Inside the Mind of a Blur and Cerebus Entertainment. And last but definitely not least, shout out to y'all. That's it.
Hey, bro, we the best podcast in Jersey, bro.
In the world. What are you talking about?
First of all, yeah, say the world for sure.
I do not claim Jersey, Philly.
Do you want to claim Philly right now with everything going on?
We're not talking about me. That's not my king.
you an Eagles fan?
Nah, he don't watch sports.
We're not talking about the season.
Okay, all right.
He don't watch sports anyway.
He don't watch sports. There you go. Okay, he don't watch sports. Right. Jay's a Cowboy fan, but
I was gonna say some shit.
I will say this: you got a Jet fan next to you, so
let's move on.
He's a unique one.
Interesting. Go Ravens, man. I get it.
All right, let's move on.
It's been your boy RT Josh, Sam Savage, Ice Trey, Jay Lee Trey. Thank y'all for tuning in. Don't forget to hit that like, follow, and subscribe button. I'm gonna tag everybody in this video tag all our socials in the video. So go follow them on Twitter, X, Instagram, whatever you want to call it, whatever you follow it at. It's been your boy. I'm out.